This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
This Rise Guys podcast is fueled by the best beer on the planet, Rise Guys P1 Pilsner, brewed locally by Thomas Creek Brewery and created especially for the P1s.
Beer!
Ask for it by name, Rise Guys P1 Pilsner. Find a location near you at 933theplanetrocks.com. Drink responsibly. Now cheers.
The Radio.com app is the official new home of the Rise Guys Morning Show on your phone. Download it today and make 93.3 The Planet a favorite. Powered by Quaker Steak and Lube. You're locked into the Rise Guys Morning Show on 93.3 The Planet.
Rocks.
What?
Say again.
What?
I was just asked who I'm going to pick is the winner of today's Big Jeopardy game, and I don't know.
Hard to say.
It is hard to say. Fatboy wants to go on Real Jeopardy because there's a tryout coming out soon.
Yeah.
And he watches all the time, every day, right? Every day, pretty much.
Try to, man. I don't miss much.
So today we're going to have Fatboy. The advice was, if you can't beat the room, then don't try out for Real Jeopardy.
Yeah, I haven't watched Jeopardy in years, but, you know, I'm willing to help the man.
But you've Googled a lot of stuff and retained most of that.
Yes, I have retained a lot of information. And I used to watch Jeopardy a lot as a child.
And Paige used to work in the news media.
Yeah.
So that has to help. So I don't know who yet. But this is Paige Rejoin Week and a very thematic selection, Paige.
Yes.
Will we hear from the mamas and papas later?
No, that was the only Monday theme song. But you will hear a lot from female artists today.
Well, I'm going to tell you something. Friday night, normally, here's the way my schedule works. Total opposite of Jimmy. Jimmy's a social butterfly, mad about town, never sleeping. He'll sleep when he's dead. I usually, typically on Friday nights, can't do very much. Unless I get a nap in, and then that kind of puts off. Because I've been up since like 3:40, sometimes 4:10, depends on how late I wasn't up for. So I didn't take a nap on Friday, and I went out Friday night and tied one on a rare Friday night.
That was good.
I know. It was very odd.
Yeah.
It was very nice. I went to I'm not going to name drop it, because I paid full price.
Oh, yeah.
Went to a nice restaurant in TR, ended up staying there like 3 hours. Oh, man, it was great.
What time did you get home?
Well, it's not like your 3 or 4 a.m. thing like yours.
I was just curious, man. You said you tied one on a Friday night.
Well, it's like 12:15.
Okay.
But that's a tie-on for me.
Yeah, I mean,
it is a tie-on for me.
I realize that most people in our general age range are, you know, they, like, go out and eat, and they're in bed by 10 or 11 o'clock every night, even Friday and Saturday night. And it's like, well, yeah, I understand
If I go to a concert or something like that, then, you know, it'd be much later. But for a Friday, you know, it was a real tie-on kind of thing.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I was like, ooh, late Friday.
Like, I went to bed and felt the womp.
Oh, no.
Like that kind of thing.
I should say early Saturday.
Like I was on a till. What'd you do? Oh, you went to Nine Ice Kills.
Ice Nine Kills. I went to see them at the Firmament, and then I
I'm dyslexic when it comes to death metal.
Saw them for a little bit, and then I went to see some dudes from Brevard, Jive Mother Mary, went to see them.
Say again?
Jive Mother Mary, went to see them.
Watch your mouth.
That sounds like fun.
They're badass.
So I had the in the bed, and I'm sitting there, and I'm like, oh, boy, your Saturday is shot.
Yeah.
Your Saturday is shot. And
mine was.
I was like, thank God that you don't have any plans, any major plans, you know, no major commitments, you know, Grace was at her mom's, it was okay. And then, so I woke up Saturday morning at 9:21 a.m.
Okay.
I can tell you that specifically.
Okay, 9:21 a.m.
Now, let's take that back. Take it back to about 9, 17 a.m.
Okay.
I can tell you that now specifically.
Okay.
Because it
I don't
took
believe
me.
You now.
No, I promise you. I can now verify it. It took me about 4 minutes to figure out what day it was.
Oh, okay.
And I sit here all the time and say, oh, I can wake up in 2 minutes and figure out what day it is because I think about the night before. And then I can, within 2 or 3 minutes, remember what's going to be on the show that day.
Yeah.
So I'm sitting there, and it's 9:17 a.m., and I don't know what day it is. You know why?
Why is that?
Because of Paige.
Because of Paige? What did Paige do, Matt?
Paige is worse.
Well, so on the weekends, I have emergency contacts only that can get through my wall around my phone. Mm-hmm. You know, I do the emergency contacts part. Mary and Grace, the only people can get through my phone on the weekends.
Mm-hmm.
So sorry to the three of you. Which means I wouldn't get a notification.
I don't think any of us try, do we?
What do you mean? To get a hold of me?
Yeah.
Well, suck it then. And not happy birthday. So anyway, I wake up at 9:17 because I responded at 9:21 because I knew it took me about 4 minutes to respond to Paige because she texts me at 5:45 on Saturday morning saying this, I'm on my way, I overslept.
At 5:45 on Saturday.
On Saturday morning. Yep. So imagine, okay, a few hours before that I was...
Oh, I'm so sorry.
Like a tilt-a-whirl building up speed.
Yeah.
And then I'm saying, oh my God. It's 9:21 now. Hell, I'm later than she is.
You missed the whole show time you get here.
Blanked me in the head.
I'm so
for
sorry.
4 minutes. Until, because I occasionally will drink on a Wednesday, Thursday, never on a Monday, Tuesday, but a Wednesday, Thursday, I'll, you know, open up the weekend with a drink or two.
Absolutely.
On a Wednesday. But I'm sitting there saying, she was texting in or texting me at 5:45 to say she's going to be late. Here I am at 9:21 saying, hell, I ain't going to get there for headlines.
Yeah. No, you're
going to be. The last headlines.
You could be late for the whole show.
So. You know, I wrote back, it's Saturday, because I did verify it.
Okay.
I looked, it is Saturday. And then she wrote back 26 minutes later, and everything was good. But for Paige, honey,
oh my gosh.
If I had had a heart attack, I would have instructed my estate to sue you for manslaughter.
Oh my gosh, I went to bed. I was stone cold sober. I went to bed at 2.
What?
And I woke up 3 hours later because the alarm went off and I knew I had I was literally in the hallway panicked, not knowing where I had to go. And I knew I had a lot going on that day and forgot what day it was. And I was like, oh my God.
So what,
danger.
What'd you have? Some film shooting to do that day?
I had ADR on.
She likes to shoot old VHS tapes.
She does. Yeah. She does. Take them out of the range.
Yeah. I had ADR to do
on
Joan Boom. And Jeff, which means we were in the studio doing voiceover for the film.
Oh, okay.
We're working on the clip.
Yeah.
And then I shot another film in Easley that night. So
you're a lady about that.
He drives at night. But that wasn't what got me. I mean, I was working on some other stuff all night.
I've waited all weekend to ask you this. When did it hit you?
Please say in the parking lot here.
Because you text.
No.
I had this whole theory about how this happened, and I've waited all weekend to
when
ask
you
this.
When did it hit me when I realized what day it was?
That it was Saturday and not Monday, and you were not late
you
to
know,
work.
You know, I have bolted out of bed before, gotten in the shower, gotten dressed, and then I've realized it's Saturday. And I had someone else in the house, like my husband's like, okay, Space Cadet, you need to go back to bed. That I've actually done that, forgetting what day it was.
That was his baby name
now,
for you.
Oh, now Space Cadet. Now I have nobody to, you know, to say, okay, it's Saturday. You can get some sleep. Because I had only slept for 3 hours.
But baby doll, the phone you text me on when you scroll down says the day on it. I get it. The first thing, you wake up.
No, I looked at the clock and I went, holy crap.
Holy words I can't say on TV.
It is... I'm in trouble. What am I doing? I better text Matt. That's what I did.
And then you throw me for a loop 3.5 hours later. 3 hours later.
God. I'm sorry.
No, I didn't see it.
That's
it didn't...
why, you know, I really need someone in the house to take care of me so I can figure out where am I driving, what am I doing today.
They're sometimes. Lining up to volunteer as you say that.
You need a sugar daddy with an alarm clock is what you need.
No, the alarm clock totally messed me
up. With
a
calendar then.
Because... my alarm clock has like the music, and then it's got this really piercing alarm. When the piercing alarm was going off at 5:45, I was thinking, what the heck? Why is my alarm going off at this time?
Yeah.
But then I set it for that time because I had some stuff to do.
So when did it hit you though? I mean, like, did you get dressed and in the car? Because in my mind, this is what I thought happened.
I was in the shower. I was getting in the shower.
All right.
Nice.
And then I was like, oh, it's Saturday. When I woke up, I realized, oh, I felt so bad that I texted you.
No, I didn't.
But I mean,
in the shower is when it hits you?
Yeah. You're talking seconds of panic when you're just like, oh my goodness, I need to be at work. What am I going to do? Where's my clothes? Because usually I lay them out before.
Should have just drove on in, dude. Naked, you were late.
I would have. That would have been, you know, classic.
Lay the clothes out.
I am so sorry that I did that to you.
Again, do not apologize. I didn't see it until I woke up. You just gave me a panic attack for like 4 minutes.
And I was just like almost hyperventilating in the shower going, I'm not going to get here, but I can't.
I'm going to be late for work.
Did your neighbor love that?
I can't. Oh, gosh.
Oh, God,
I wonder
I'm
what
so
they
late.
See every
so
day.
Late.
Running down.
Yeah.
I'm don't, so late.
Don't apologize because for the funniest damn thing I've heard all
I
day.
I had to run downstairs before I got in the shower, and I was pulling underwear out of the dryer.
Oh,
yeah.
I gotta be so late and so horny at the same time.
Oh my God.
No, there was no sex involved.
These panties are so wet. I didn't put them in the dryer last night.
You know, someday someone's gonna find me in a mess.
In my mind, I thought you drove to work and I almost did.
If I would have gotten out in the shower and not realized what day it was, it would have happened.
What if it was like a segment where maybe Paige didn't talk too much? She gets in because the worst of is on from 6 to 10 on Saturday mornings. Maybe it was a segment where she didn't talk much, right? She's on her way to work. She hears me talking and 9 and Fat Boy. And then she's like, oh my God, they're doing the show without me, blah, blah, blah. And then she hears her own voice.
Yeah.
I would imagine that it has to hit you like, am I dead right now?
Oh, yeah.
I am dead. But wait a minute. That's me on the radio.
Who's that?
Who am I? Oh, this is so sexy.
It's okay, babe. You're down.
Something in the air Friday night / Saturday morning, because at one point I was in the Electric City and somebody was trying to give me a shot, and I didn't want a shot. I didn't want none of that action on Friday night / Saturday morning.
Damn.
So I look at him again, Friday night / Saturday morning. I'm like, no, I can't. I got to go to church in the morning.
Oh, yeah. Oh, what an excuse. Oh. That was Saturday.
I know. I really thought it. See, Paige thought she had to go to work, and I thought it was already Sunday morning.
Oh, Phil Collins sang about this.
We need help. Yeah. We're in a time warp or something. We don't know what day it is.
Well, yeah.
It's real hard trying to come up with a Seventh-day Adventist to get out of doing
the Seventh-day Adventist.
Then I'm also a Jehovah's Witness. I think we both go on Saturdays.
Oh, my Lord.
Oh, man.
Wow. Well, what a story. And yours didn't even involve alcohol.
No, that's the thing. Because I was so busy trying to... No, not that. But I've got some stuff that I have to work on. And
yeah.
I have to crunch numbers.
Did you show up to the movie set with your headphones?
Well, no. But I did bring headphones thinking that I may need it for ADR.
What numbers are you crunching? What does that mean?
Well, I've got there's some stuff that I have to take care
tax
of.
Tax day.
Oh, it's tax day. That's what the numbers she's crunching.
No, I've already got that back. That
I said it was yesterday.
Gone.
Oh, that's so sexy.
Gone. I may have to buy a new refrigerator, so I was
you go to church yesterday?
No, I didn't.
You go Saturday instead?
I like you now.
No, I didn't.
You didn't know what day to go.
You're going to go today.
No, I didn't.
Why is your Bible here today?
The reason I didn't go is because I had something to work out, and I had to see a friend and talk about some stuff.
Oh, thank you.
Yeah.
Well, I appreciate that.
Okay.
Yeah. What a great story. That was wonderful. That was good. Well, I'm glad you're here today and everybody's here and that whole thing.
Glad I didn't get arrested.
And I wish you good luck in the Jeopardy game later.
Oh, my gosh. I don't know.
Fat boy. I was not talking to you. Oh. Fat boy.
Thank you.
I wish you all good luck. That's going to be fun.
Well, you're saving up your energy, fat boy.
I don't want to say nothing.
Conserving your energy.
I don't want to give you a heads up.
He types faster than he talks per minute today.
He does.
It's true.
He does. He must be getting paid by the minute today, or by the word.
Jimmy Jackie.
Yes.
What is going on in the world of the best damn audio in the whole wide world?
Today we remember a South Carolina legend.
Oh, yes.
And some other silliness.
Oh, yes. All right, we'll get into that. The NBDA right after this. Morning, everybody.
Now back to Matt, 9, Paige, and Fat Boy, the Rise Guys Morning Show.
93.3, The Planet.
Hey yo, hello, you ready to catch a contact? Well then grab some Visine and let's do this. It's now time for 9's best damn audio. Yo, 9, Eat this, brother.
In five, in four, in three, two, one, now. Exhale.
Thank you, Matthew.
I'm not done singing.
No, keep going.
Go
keep
ahead.
Going now.
Go ahead.
I had to breathe.
This is your time.
Thank you. We'll go ahead and jump right into it. We'll remember a South Carolina legend before we are done, but we're going to start out.
Yassa.
Off the shores of Long Beach, California.
The LBC.
That's where the Carnival Inspiration sails from. It usually does runs down to like Baja, Mexico cruises. Four nights.
That place is not so funny.
What?
Baja?
No, not as funny as you'd think. But the Carnival Inspiration, not one of their newer ships. It's a 23-year-old cruise ship. Mm-hmm. No balcony rooms, according to the internet.
Is there an old ship to be scared of? Because I'm thinking about going on a cruise, this honest to God. And I don't know. I know when people hate that I say honest to God.
I swear I think about going on a cruise. I swear, hand of the Bible, I'm thinking about taking a vacation.
But I never think about, like, how old is this airplane I'm getting in? So why should I be concerned about cruise ship life?
I don't know that you should. But in this case,
26 years sounds like an old boat.
Six gentlemen dudes. We're stuck in an elevator for an hour, and as a result, have been banned by Carnival for life.
Wow.
Banned for life. Here's audio of them arguing with the crew while stuck in the elevator.
That does not sound good.
Who cares?
Oh, no.
Hey.
All right, can you open this door?
Yeah. Don't touch anything.
No, I know that. No,
that listen to us.
Then when we're up, we will open the door. We could probably open it is all I'm saying. I'm not saying we're touching anything. I'm letting you know we could.
Thank you very much, guys.
You're welcome. Thank you for us being here.
You can go out.
Well, earlier you said we're going to be stuck in here all day long.
5 minutes more is not going to die anymore.
Oh, no one's going to die. Yeah, how do you know? You're not in here.
Goodness.
We sounded like he was in there.
They've been banned for life. Apparently, they damaged some cables in the doors of the elevator. They've been banned for life because they got stuck in the elevator.
That's crazy.
What, they get banned for life for getting stuck in the elevator?
Yeah.
Yeah, as someone who's been stuck in the elevator one time, it's no fun.
Yeah, you are.
That was fun.
Well, it was fun for you, but when you're stuck in there, it sucks.
That was at Dragon Con.
It was here.
Yeah.
Well, you got stuck twice then.
I guess so. I don't remember the one at Dragon Con even. I remember the one here. That was
traumatic. Was the one that was stuck at the one at Dragon Con. You were in the stairwell.
Okay. Well, I was stuck in the stairwell because I weighed 400 plus
You wasn't
pounds.
Stuck in the stairwell. I was the one stuck in the elevator.
Well, I was stuck in the stairwell.
I rode with you, so we're stuck together.
Oh,
I didn't
boy.
Get up the stairs. I was fat. I
had to pull out the hose pipe separator, Spitch.
Mean, really
Bless
fat.
Bless you.
Yeah. Bless you.
That's all I can say.
People don't travel well. The guy's freaking out on the cruise ship, getting banned for life from Carnival Cruise Lines for damaging the doors and the cables, even though the crew was mocking them.
Mm-hmm.
Meanwhile, this lady, don't know her name, she was on a Spirit flight from Orlando to Newark. Not New York, Newark. You know, New Jersey.
Mm-hmm. Wonder what Spirit used to be called. Had to be an old air. I'll look it up.
Yeah, look it up.
You do your thing.
Look it up. Well, there were some problems on this one, I think mainly she was drunk and being unruly, and when she was asked to leave the plane, she twerked and mooned the other passengers before she left.
Uh-oh.
Please remain seated.
Leave!
Yeah, record all you f***ing
Yeah!
Jeez.
I'm proud
to be trashy, you know?
Yeah,
come find me then,
Oh, my God. Oh, no. Where are they going? Spring break?
Oh, it's the best. Yeah, I don't know where they're going, but that's what happens is that typically people just be sitting there quiet, but then it takes one person to start and somebody else starts. Next thing you know, the whole airplane is screaming at each other.
Everybody's laying in the aisle laughing.
Yeah. It seems like a fun flight to be on, right?
No.
But you know that after she was off, they had such this, like, soccer dad sense of camaraderie about him, right?
you think so?
Mission accomplished. We got her off the plane.
Just all the phones were just up in the air. Videoing, I imagine.
Yeah.
Wow.
Bunch of people at New Balances just arm in arm the rest of the way to Newark.
By the way, Spirit Airlines started off as, where'd it go? Charter One.
Oh, okay. Never heard of it.
Back in the 80s and 90s, real big.
I guess it just recently came to prominence as Spirit Air.
I'm surprised they're not called Spectrum Air.
But their marketing campaign is, it's funny. Damn. Their marketing campaign is incidents on their flights like this.
Evidently.
Their marketing campaign is drunk people.
No, the slogan is less money, more go.
Yeah.
Wow. That's odd. Less money, more go.
Yeah.
caveman.
Last week, Al Roker was doing weather on the Today Show, as he's been doing for most of my life.
Is he fat again?
I don't think so. I don't think so. I don't watch him in here.
Hoping?
Yeah.
But,
secretly, I do.
He threw it. He kicked it over to a local New York weather reporter while he was doing Today's Show weather, and the guy wasn't ready, so this happened.
That's what's going on around the country. Here's what's happening in your neck of the woods.
He's a person who's passed on, too. It's such a weird thing. It's just strange. but I think if I didn't do that, I wouldn't allow myself.
And that's your latest weather, Savannah.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
I saw the clip, man. It shows the weather graphic for like a good few seconds. You don't hear anything from anybody.
Yeah.
Oh, it's not showing anybody talking. Okay?
Nah, you never see the guy.
Yeah.
And he dropped an F-bomb on live TV.
Yeah.
Ah! So will they be fined for that?
Oh, potentially. Possibly.
That's the thing with the FCC is used to anything that was ever said would $25,000.
Minimum.
But when it happens on the live news, you never hear about any repercussions from that. It's only radio that gets that. That and Janet Jackson's boobies.
Mm-hmm.
They got a fine.
Yeah, it did.
Seriously, it's crazy.
Yeah, it's a crapshoot.
The Greenville News printed the F word one time. There was never any FCC or anything like that for them.
Do they govern newspapers? I don't know if they do.
Communications, I would imagine. I don't know, though.
I have no idea.
You know what? I'll Google that.
Do look it up. Do look it up, please. Meanwhile, we will head to one of the lands of the best food on earth, Morocco.
Mm. Ooh, yes.
There's a pro tennis tournament happening right now in Morocco. It's called the Grand Prix Hassan II.
They have charcuteries there.
During a match between a French guy and a British gentleman, you could hear one of the commentators eating. I'm talking about slurping, smacking, chewing into the mic during the second set.
Nice.
It's funny.
Next ponzo.
Look, he's drowning.
It does. That Moroccan food's good, though.
Oh, man.
Moroccan chicken is delicious.
Yeah, all Moroccan food is wonderful. Moroccan food is possibly my favorite food in the entire world because it blends the Mediterranean with the Middle Eastern and the African. Oh, it's good. Good.
The FCC places limits over the common ownership and guidelines of broadcast radio, television stations, and newspapers.
Okay. Did they do anything with newspapers besides just limit the ownership, which they kind of quit doing anyway?
They quit doing that. Rupert Murdoch owns the majority.
Yeah. Yeah.
He and the other guy.
Yeah.
What's the other guy?
I don't know. Bezos owns one.
Yeah.
At least one.
Globe.
I don't know. Yeah. I don't know. I wish I knew, but I don't.
Well, I'll Google it.
Now, before
I like when you're able to go. It's faster.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
I appreciate that. Thank you. On the way out, we will remember a South Carolina legend. Of course, our great state mourning the death of Senator Fritz Hollings. Today, he lies in state from 10:30 until 5 in Columbia. His funeral tomorrow at 11 a.m. at the Citadel.
Ernest.
And right now, we remember him in his finest hour, defending impressionable young minds against Beavis and Butthead in testimony before Attorney General Janet Reno.
The TV is the most pervasive parrot called a narcotic, but the truth of the matter is, and we've got to acknowledge it, it's the most pervasive of parents all children see. We got this, was it Buffcoat and Beaver or Beaver and something else? I haven't seen it. I don't watch it, but whatever it is, it was at 7 o'clock. Buffcoat, and they put it on now at 10:30, I think. They've pleaded guilty, and they'll do it as long as you and I have hearings, but we just can't have hearings like we've had now for 40 years and get nowhere. And yeah, we'll go see the Attorney General, we'll go see the Chairman, we'll go see. We good people, you good people, and we doing it. But the truth of the matter is, it's more and more pervasive, more and more violence on television. Can't we do that? And not really be constitutionally in violation or really hurting, as you and I don't want to do, the First Amendment?
Buff
for 40 years.
Did it again?
Oh, yeah.
For 40 years.
40 years. Oh, Fritz.
I love it, man.
Oh, man.
My grandma said he was the devil when I was a kid.
Really?
But he's the devil, yeah.
Yeah, I didn't realize he was so popular. I thought he was, you know, hated.
No, no. Like, he was a Gamecock, nanny. She's like, don't matter. He's a Democrat.
For 40 years.
Oh, yeah.
Then he switched sides later, though.
He switched.
When they all did, he did, too.
Yeah. Yeah, same thing with Strom.
Yeah, when Strom switched, or when the political parties flip-flopped sides, they were already there then.
He sounds like a cartoon character when he talks.
40 years.
40 years. You see that, boy.
Obviously, he inspired Governor McMaster.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. That son of a gun was born in Charleston and died on the Isle of Palms.
Mm-hmm.
Like,
you know how long you lived on the Isle of Palms?
For 40 years.
Exactly.
40 years.
Joe Biden's going to speak at his funeral.
Is he really?
Yeah.
40 years.
No, hope you don't get handsy with everybody. Don't let him carry the casket.
Rest in peace, Fritz. We will miss you for that. We missed you for about 27 years over that thing.
Thought he's already dead.
Oh, 40 years.
I'm 9. That's my best damn audio.
That was fantastic. We're going to do some headlines. Paige, what are you working on in the Plex?
Well, what's dirtier? A man's beard or a dog fur? We'll find out that next in your Rise Guys headlines.
Oh, Jesus.
Depends on the man and the dog.
You know, you beat up on the bearded people last week with the small package talk.
And now this. Know.
All right, we'll get into that. We'll talk about the womb room right after this. Morning, everybody.
You know you love them, but all you got to do is like the Rise Guys at facebook.com/933theplanet. The proud home of the Rise Guys Morning Show. 93.3. The planet just rocks. It's Rise Guys headlines with Paige and her big ol' hoo-has.
Well, here's a question for the room.
Go ahead, Paige.
All right. Men with beards. Are the beards filled with more bacteria than dog fur?
Probably. You wouldn't have brought it up had it not been.
That's a good point.
Well, there's a new study out there that found every sample beard had bacteria in them. According to the study. And the researchers also found that 100% of the men in the study had high microbial counts in their facial hair versus 3/4 of the dogs. So they concluded that men with beards have more bacteria.
Dogs don't go to buffets.
In their beard than dog fur.
They would love to, but they can't.
They can't.
Mm.
Yeah, so dogs, they're pretty filthy.
There
is
a war on beards in America.
You think so?
Last week, you do this study where it says men with beards have tiny peakers. And then you got this other story now that's saying, oh, they're full of bacteria. And this, what's going to happen is it's going to affect the ladies in the men's lives. They're going to be like, ooh, he's either got a small package or he's got, it's worse than dog fur on his face.
Yeah. Well, I see a story about this, and it starts out.
We're emasculating men's. What's that mean?
Dogs lick garbage, dirt in each other's nether regions, and yet they're still more hygienic than hipsters.
Yeah.
So I guess the only people with beards are hipsters and every man in the South?
I don't like that.
Well, most men in the South?
The good ones.
I guess if you're up north, like where they read and write news.
What?
Yeah. I guess the only people who have beards up there are hipsters.
Yeah, I guess so.
Huh.
Oh, beatniks.
Yeah.
Yeah. So I think maybe the dogs are licking their fur, and maybe that will get rid of some of the bacteria and the microbes.
Yeah.
But you're not licking your beard, like, on a constant basis?
See, I used to wash the hell out of my beard. I mean, I did it just almost on the same routine as I would my head hair.
Mm-hmm.
And then Barber to the Stars from Anthem Barber, Josh Carver, it rhymes kind of.
Yeah.
He said that you do it once a week. Otherwise, you're taking all that natural essence out, all the natural oils.
Well, so you do the same for your hair then?
Well, I ain't got that much left. I work out of a sample bottle still.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, as far as shampoo goes. Mm-hmm. No, I you know, the natural glistening of it.
Yeah.
I don't know. But well, now I'm hearing this.
Maybe it's the germs glistening.
Yeah, it could be.
Could be. So
glowing germs.
Oh.
So the research.
That's beard oil, Matt. Oh, it's not.
Yeah.
My sinuses are all messed up.
It's the essential oil of my skin. Thanks.
They concluded that there was a significant higher amount of this bacteria in the specimens.
Yeah.
Which almost half the men had the bacteria in their beards that can make someone sick. As opposed to only about 23 out of the 30 dogs had high counts. The remainder had moderate levels. I mean, dogs are going to pick up stuff anyways.
Yeah.
So they wanted to see if some of the bacteria from your animals can go to humans and vice versa. And, you know.
I'm pretty sure I'm dirtier than my dog. She's a very clean animal.
Well, I mean, they can pick up anything. Like in the yard, they can be laying in the grass and get some kind of something.
Yeah.
Or eat their own poop.
Yeah.
Yeah. I have the cleanest dog in the world. She don't lay down outside. She only lays on the couch.
Yeah.
In the bed. She doesn't lay down in the grass and the dirt. She doesn't roll around in stuff.
Yeah.
She doesn't eat stuff, mess with stuff.
Does she sneeze a lot?
No.
My dog's been sneezing a lot. No. It's funny as hell.
It is funny when they sneeze. She burps a lot. It's a German Shepherd thing.
And they can lay and cute. Get a ringworm by laying in the grass. Things like that.
Yeah. Tatter.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Or, you know, eat garbage and get some kind of something off a can that's dangerous. So
I've been at that restaurant, Traveler's Rest. I know who you're talking about.
It's something to think about if you have a beard and a dog.
No, it's not. It's not anything to think about.
Keep them both clean.
This is like a barrier, a wall of diseases coming to my mouth.
Yeah. Strengthens my immune system to carry around these germs on the face.
I think so.
Yeah. All right.
It'll strengthen yours if you get close enough.
Yeah.
Yep. Maybe give me an antidote to something if it's enough bacteria. It's like going without shoes every once in a while is good for you. Just like kissing a man with a beard.
I got real sensitive feet.
Diabetics aren't supposed to go without shoes.
Thank you.
Yeah. Okay.
Makes me feel better about being a puss.
Yeah. No, it's true. Diabetics aren't supposed to.
Yeah. Wow. I have special socks.
Yeah.
Well, you know, today is officially tax day. Sorry to break the bad news if you've been trying to do everything and overnight get it mailed today. But there's another thing you need to be aware of that you may not think of, robocalls. Because it's tax day, there's a study that found that people may not be thinking clearly, and scammers like today because everyone's on edge and not sure that they did their taxes perfectly, so a little bit more susceptible to someone posing as the IRS asking for money or personal information. So if someone calls you today and asks anything personal, don't give them to you. You know, even if you think it is the IRS, they're not going to call you.
I agree. All the robocalls I get, I think we talked about this before, is it almost looks like my phone number that's calling me.
Yeah, it'll be a digit or two off of your number. Yeah. Yeah, I get those.
And I don't know why that makes me – why do they go that route? They say, maybe that's someone close to me calling. I recognize that number.
I don't know how it works.
So the study also found that this month is the worst month for robocalls in general. So past today, just be aware of that. If someone wants your personal information, do not give away your address or anything, like social security number over the phone.
Right.
You really know that person.
Okay. And then what if it's just them doing an impression? What if it's Fatboy calling with sound drops of my mom?
Oh, that would really be weird.
Hey, baby.
Hey, mama.
Super weary. Well, you know, after the announcement that Disney had details on their streaming service and it was going to really be a lot cheaper than Netflix.
A lot cheaper.
A lot cheaper. I am not kidding you. You know, if Disney said that it would only cost $6.99 per month for their service. Well, with that announcement, Netflix dropped in value $3.2 billion. So that's like a 2% drop. But they're believing that they're going to rally back because Disney does not offer the full service that Netflix has other than, you know, family-friendly.
What do you mean? Like you couldn't go see like stand-up comedy specials or stuff like that?
Yeah. So Netflix is going to be around. You know, the novelty of maybe Disney will wear off, but...
Well, there's room for both.
There is room, definitely room for both.
Yeah, like on Netflix, they have the kids, you know, when you log in.
Yeah.
The kids section on there.
Though everybody who's got kids is going to have the Disney one. Everybody got kids going to have that one. Everybody got kids.
Yeah. Well, under a certain age.
Yeah. Yeah.
But, I don't know, though. With all the Marvel stuff, I mean, that's going to get... That's where it's going to bring everybody together. That's where mom's going to agree. The kids, dad will say, ESPN, let's get it.
Yeah.
Cut the cord.
All right, it's going to be insanely popular. Yeah. It's a great move.
Not only that, it's Marvel, Pixar, and Star Wars for Disney. So that's a huge
If they were rivalry. Smart, too, they would give, like, free park admission. You know what I mean? Like, now cell phones are saying, hey, buy this cell phone company, go with us, get free Hulu, or go with us and get free... Whatever. That'll be their niche. Then you – because that's the whole Disney design is to they were the first to make a theme park that you couldn't – I mean, you could leave, but you didn't need to leave. They had accommodations. They had food, drinks, every – you didn't leave to go to other restaurants. It was all-encompassing.
Everything's right there.
So
same
Disney,
thing with the network, man.
Yeah.
Disney is not going to be launched for another 6 months. So, you know, we'll get some other figures later on. But it's, I think what's going to be interesting in November is the $69.99 per year to see if that's going to be like a big thing. Like you said.
Christmas.
The Christmas gift of Disney all year round.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I think that might be something to look at. But
that's what I'm going to get Jack Shavers for Christmas. He's a trucker listening to us right now.
All right.
I hope I'm not being trolled with that name, but what's up, Jack Shavers?
Well, you're going to have like every episode of The Simpsons on there, too. I mean, it's going to have something for everybody.
Yeah.
Does that interest you at all, Jimmy? Like, is there anything that will bring you to the Disney?
Hey, I'm going to get it.
Platform. There, you will?
Yeah. Mm. You know, I can watch all their movies and all the Pixar movies, all the cartoons, and all the stuff that they've put out so much stuff, dude.
Yeah.
When this thing launches, you're going to realize that Disney owns half the movies that come out.
Yeah.
Especially now that they own Fox or the part of Fox that does the movies. I mean, my God, they have everything. Yeah.
I bank with Disney now. I have Disney banking.
Oh. Yeah. They are.
My numbers are goofy.
Far away the biggest content creator in the known universe.
Mm-hmm. Disney Coffee will be soon.
Oh, yeah. Boy. Mm-hmm. Take over the world.
You know they're going to it'll all end up, like I said the other day, it won't be a civil war, it'll be a company war.
Uh-huh.
It'll be Amazon versus Disney, and that's what will level this country. Whose side are you on?
Yeah.
Prime or Mickey?
Yeah.
Oh, boy.
Whoa.
Oh, Mickey starts bringing your packages.
What to do? Garsh.
Scary. Well, headlines, Rise Guys headlines, styled by Rocker Bell's Chic Boutique on Page. And those are your Rise Guys headlines.
Fantastic. We got a stack of email from you. We're going to get into that next. It's the mail sack. More Rise Guys right after this. Morning, everybody.
Outrageous morning radio.
It's really funny.
Tickles my fancy. Makes me laugh.
With the Rise Guys.
It just makes me giggle.
93.3 The Planet rocks.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.